Jesus is the promised good shepherd who knows each one of his sheep, who offers his life for them, and who wishes to gather them together as one flock with one shepherd. He is the shepherd who has come not to be served, but to serve, who in the paschal action of the washing of the feet leaves to his disciples a model of service to one another, and who freely offers himself as the innocent lamb, sacrificed for our redemption. Jesus is the promised good shepherd. These words are not my own. These words come from a papal document called Pastoris Dabo Vobis. Anyone know Latin and knows what that means? It means, I will give you shepherds. And you know who wrote it? This guy. This guy wrote it. John Paul II in 1992. And I share that with you because today is Good Shepherd Sunday and the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So what do we know about shepherds? Maybe not a whole lot, since we don't really see them walking down Forest Home Avenue or down Edgerton Avenue here. However, I think a good shepherd has three chief qualities, maybe three pillars, if you will. The first is sacrifice. The second is courage. And the third is selfless love. Not in any particular order, of course. First, sacrifice. A shepherd will go to any length necessary to protect his flock, constantly on the lookout for any threat, any wolf that could be out there. Our good shepherd sacrificed himself on the cross so that the gates of heaven would be thrown open to us. Jesus went out and rescued us through his sacrifice, a sacrifice that has saved all people for all generations. And that one great sacrifice continues now in this, the Holy Mass, where every celebration is primarily a sacrifice, Jesus' body and blood poured out for us again. To offer that sacrifice, to do that, to continue to offer himself to us, to protect us, the flock, that takes great courage, doesn't it? The kind of courage that can only come as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Throughout his ministry, Jesus was faced with persecution, temptation, rejection, even fatigue. He grieved when Lazarus died. Like, he faced all that stuff that we do. And rather than throwing in the towel and saying, all right, this is enough. I've put in enough time, enough blood, sweat, and tears. This is my limit. He was filled with courage and carried on his mission because that was the only way that he could keep us safe, the only way that he could remove the things that threaten the flock. And I can't help but think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane as he prayed in agony. One, the courage it took to even offer that prayer, right? I mean, think of how vulnerable of a moment it was for Jesus to kneel down and ask God, as the incarnate Son of God, if this chalice can pass by me, allow it to be so. Imagine that kind of vulnerability, and that kind of courage to be honest. But then, perhaps even more courageous, is how that prayer ended. But your will be done, not mine. And to accept that chalice, that the bitterness of that chalice and the suffering with courage. The driving force behind all of that, and the one foundational reason for it all, is the third characteristic, selfless love. The reason for the sacrifice and what fueled his courage was and is love. Jesus knows each one of us personally, as John Paul said. He knows us as if we were the only person to ever exist. That's how intimate of a relationship Jesus desires. Jesus isn't some distant celebrity that we hope to meet one day. Hopefully he's not just some acquaintance, like someone you kind of know in your life and maybe see once in a while. Hopefully he's a personal friend, a guardian, a protector of not only the flock as a whole, but of each of us personally. He's the one who searches for us when we're lost. Now, there are many forces, many wolves, if you will, that nip at the heels of the church. And we know them well. Secularism, individualism, materialism, relativism. We've seen the headlines, we've heard the stories, we know the controversies that have plagued us for many years within the walls of the church. And we, the sheep, we can be led astray by these different isms, or by the headlines, or the narrative, or the doubt that is fueled by the evil one. And why? Because trust has been broken in those instances. But we must remember that the Good Shepherd comes into our lives to protect us from those very things. But it requires an act of trust and faith in our part to accept it. And for us to trust and accept the Good Shepherd, guess what it takes? Sacrifice, courage, and love. Very much a two-way street. And so at this point, let's turn our thoughts to our shepherds, bishops and pastors, people who lead us in faith. I hope today, this weekend, that we can take time to give thanks for all of the bishops and priests that have touched our lives. Our own parish has a rich history of pastors. I'm the 35th, and there's not a whole lot of parishes that reach into double digits, let alone 35. And then you think of the associate pastors, you think of the helpouts, think of the archbishops and auxiliary bishops in our rich history that have led this particular flock well and that of the diocese. I hope that everyone that is praying here today can think of at least one priest in any parish that you've ever been in that has helped you to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, that has somehow allowed you to enter into a more intimate, personal relationship with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So those ones that come to your mind are the ones who lived their priesthood with those three characteristics of a shepherd: sacrifice, courage, and selfless love. And since today is World Day of Prayer for Vocations, let us be intentional in our prayer of not only being grateful for the shepherds we have and have had, but in also praying for our future shepherds, the seminarians of our archdiocese, and those young men in high school or even grade school. I was in first grade when I first heard the call to priesthood. Let's not forget them who might feel God's finger tap on their shoulder. Our world needs messengers formed in the likeness of the Good Shepherd who speaks God's word, the one true voice that leads the sheep to the gate of heaven, to Jesus. Our world needs to see the example of sacrifice, courage, and love, and to see it authentically. In different ways, all of us have opportunities to either lead people to Christ or away from Christ by our words and actions. The wolves of this world are tricky, but in the end, Jesus is the voice of truth, the voice of the Good Shepherd, the one who will always protect us and lead us home.